Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Ninja Please podcast. I am your host, Yuki, a.k.a. Starman. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the one and only Mackie O'Metal, the Sorcerer Supreme, the Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety, and you listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe where you do them things at.
Yo, yo, this your boy Ocean, checking in from the Ninja Please podcast. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Look like life size. Gumbies.
I tell you something, we were supposed to talk about last week, but you know, time just kind of took off. But then I seen more footage this week, so I'm kind of glad I held off on it. Was all the shit that went down at Sesame Place. You know, the the Pennsylvania Sesame Street park that they have, right? Mm-hmm. It's a black family is suing the park for $25 million for discrimination against their daughter. And now this came on the heels of a statement being made by the company saying, hey, you know, I don't have this statement pulled up, but basically a video went out of someone dressed as one of these Muppets and little black kid waving down the street, flagging them down to get a high five or, hey, acknowledge me. And, you know, that happens. They in the suit. That's what they said. Say, hey, they in the suit. They can't always see down. The problem came to these...
See the video, they were like, actively looked. It was like, no.
Nah, get out of here, nigga.
Right, like, nah, not fucking with that.
The one I seen, it's like he waved, like...
He waved them off.
Mm-hmm. Waved them off. And I seen him go to the little white girl and just... You know, I seen one time they hugged him. Like, even you got a hug and this other motherfucker couldn't even get a handshake. You know what I'm saying? One little child could not get a high five
or nothing.
And I get you can't do that for every child in the park. But, you know, people's like, you know, the original defense to that is, like, it's racist of you to accuse them of being racist. Like, that's not a black thing. You're just trying to put race on it. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've only seen one video. That's a fair assumption to make. This could be an isolated incident. You know, you don't need to cry wolf about these things. All right, statement goes out. Then Twitter does its fucking thing. And dozens of parents...
Come forward with,
thought it was just me, and I just let it go thinking, it's not that. And they all had a similar experience, and it was just
damn, like, they're at the same angle.
Same angle, like...
Right. No nigga, baby.
No little nigga lit babies.
We don't do that here.
Almost like it's an inside joke amongst the guys who put the suits on and say, look, we gonna see how long we can get away with, like, not acknowledging black children at the park.
And Sesame Street, the actual, you know, Sesame Street, they don't play that shit, man.
They don't play that shit at all, bro.
Y'all like, behind the scenes, some people might get clapped.
Yeah,
like,
y'all
behind the scenes, Big Bird, I seen Big Bird get down a couple times, man. He's not the one to fuck with.
Nah, bro.
Nah, Snuff.
I forgot what...
Snuff gonna come in that motherfucker.
Snuff you.
Right.
Why you think they call him Mr. Snuffleupagus?
Exactly. You gonna find out what the name means.
The pillow. He's like, what you doing with the pillow? No.
Nah, it's over. You a Muppet, you gotta hear that motherfucker walking in. You gotta hear the breathing and the stomping, cause this is a big ass elephant with, you know, a furry elephant with a big nostrils, bro. You just only way you gonna fuck him up is leaving cocaine on the floor. You gonna have to pull up.
That's the only way.
The butcher had dead.
Right.
Just, you have to OD him before he get to you. Cause he gonna what's going on at the park?
Right. What's going on?
I haven't been hearing good things at the park.
One bitch nigga.
Right, and you definitely don't want the count to show up. Smacking bitches left and right.
He gonna be smacking them, bro. Admit this is
that. The grouch is pulling you into the trash. Never be heard from again.
Mm-hmm.
He end up in the landfill with his buddies.
Exactly. And the crazy part is he can pop out of any trash can on Sesame Street, so you don't know which one he's in. You can pop out of any one of them.
Smash
shit.
It.
Right.
Bro, Elmo saw this shit. He was not laughing.
Hell no.
None of this shit was funny.
Hell no.
Cookie Monster was happy because, shit, you know, them cookies were still readily available. However, Sesame Street, if I'm at Sesame Street, if I'm anybody who just, if I'm John Legend, I'm disgusted right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking disgusted. If I'm Alicia Keys, I am upset. If I'm Michelle Obama, I am appalled. How dare you? No, for real though, this is fucking.
They gotta bring that puppet head this to them kids, up. Yeah, pretty much.
We
made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Here's the head of that person that didn't acknowledge you.
Yeah, that
we love you.
You've become a metaphorical pinata at this point because them kids need some get back. Cause we can't be dishing out millions of dollars just because your ass want to be racist and think it's cute.
Right. Now you done got caught on camera and you think you can hide behind. The idea of
we know what date and time you work, motherfucker. We gave you the job.
We'll find you.
And if we don't find you, we'll find the people next to you.
Right.
Pop out of their trash cans.
Right.
Now that need to be
every other Muppet till we get you.
Nah, the way you do this type of thing, man, you just start a quality control program with these people and allow them to like, all right, this is what you do, man.
Isn't that what your PR department's supposed to do?
Nah, PR just tell you
they come what's after. On.
They damage control.
Yeah, damage control
and spin docs.
But you need somebody at the park that can go give you the customer experience and just be
ambassador.
Like, oh nah, this shit legitly is
is offending people, bro.
I experienced it. Like you need the same way you had like those we used to call them, like the secret shoppers.
Yeah,
you need secret shoppers for theme parks. And I think you just get you get people with families and you'd be like, look, man,
most of the time when they have them, they end up being shills because they end up just talking about the good things about the park as opposed to like the actual analysis of a park experience.
Yeah, don't hire
this
no
is a million before. Dollar idea.
I mean,
not only should they do secret shoppers for like that and hotels and all that type of stuff and cruises, mm-hmm. they should record it like Secret Boss.
Yeah,
people gotta consent. And the moment you roll that out, you gotta make me sign some shit that let me know cameras gonna come on here. So now I'm looking for it.
Well, no, they frame it as we're filming for something totally different.
Even regardless of doing that, people be on different behavior when they know cameras showing up
mm-hmm.
in any capacity. Cause then you'll have them anti people like, oh, cameras here, y'all ain't finna never see me, mm-hmm. nigga. Wanna
but the way
news say about for real, cause the cameras show up.
Mm-hmm. You gotta think something like
the people who just like, nah, this gonna be my motherfucker gonna turn the clay
time
face. Gonna turn the clay face.
My acting role.
This is my acting role. Hi.
My first time.
It's hi. I am a by day bus boy, but
I mean you don't
by night.
You don't have like a huge production, but I mean you can just
find me on Instagram.
You just have it small. Night. Like you just use a small camera. You don't have to have a whole big old production and stuff. Like you can. People have cameras at Disney World all the time.
What were you bringing cameras into it? Somebody's gonna try to convince me that I need to pay an influencer to do this. And that defeats the whole motherfucking purpose.
No, like I said, just like Secret Boss, you just use people to go to these theme parks. I'm telling you, it's $1 million idea.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they should have them in the capacity and how they choose them. I think it'd be cool just for it to be like, you know, shit, make it... Make the gig worth it, bro. If I got a family and you can just go and apply, and they just like, bro, we just picking people. You sign up for it, but I say offer it to these people who feel offended first. Offer them the chance to do this job. You know what I'm saying? And cut them a deal. Like, we ain't gonna cover your flight, but we'll cover your hotel when you get there. You know what I'm saying? We'll cover your hotel when you get there. You know what I'm saying? Like 3 days at a time.
That's
like,
why you record it so you can sell it. So you could cover their flight.
Well,
because when usually somebody, the people that you want to do it, they have to save up to go to Disney World. They're not going to Disney World like every year. They're going like
once every
10 years, maybe. So it's not like,
unless you're an annual pass holder.
So those type of people, like, you know, they ain't gonna have the ability to just on a whim do that stuff. So if you can record it discreetly, people watch that shit because everybody done had a fucked up experience at some shit. Like, I done told y'all about the gay and lesbian day. I would love for somebody to do a dramatic reenactment of that shit.
Or have gone in recent years when the shit happened and a similar situation went down. Like, see, that shit still goes on.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna put a body cam on niggas that go to Lately Near, bro.
Right, because I need to know what's going on out there.
Are you seeing the boat on fire out there? Like the
what is happening?
The lake was like, nigga, I'm bored with just snatching souls, nigga. Right.
The spirits are angry.
We got pirates.
I'm setting, boats on fire in the water, bro. Like it is
black pirates, bro.
Right,
black pirates.
Spirit of the black pirates,
bro. Like, and that shit was just
like just floating through.
I mean, there ain't shit you could do. What you going?
Right.
I didn't jump in the ocean and, I mean, jump in the lake and try to throw. I'm so glad that none of my friends died when we went to Lake Lanier that year. Like, it was like 4 years ago. Me and my friends rented a yacht for his birthday. And none of us, you know, they do the dumbest shit. They're like, whoever's going to drive, come up here for like 3 hours. We'll teach you how to do the basics. And you're on your own. Here's a yacht. Bye, niggas.
Basically, you pay the deposit.
Bro, we done got that shit stuck, like, on all kind of shit out there. We had to get out, jump in that motherfucker, and, like, physically push the shit. Like, there's a couple times where a nigga, like, hey, nigga, come on. Let's not do that here. Like, I'm so glad.
Get trapped.
The
soul will be trapped.
The crazy thing about it is, I think the way it traditionally worked with me was this. You know someone that go, or you go to like Lake Lanier, right? If you're from Georgia, and what I always seen, to my knowledge, when I talk to other people who had a similar experience, it came to like either them or somebody they know went, and when they told somebody that's what they did this past weekend, somebody who know the history tell you the history, and it's like, oh shit, I ain't know that. We ain't going back. So before it became a thing, like, you know, I'm glad Atlanta did an episode about it, you know, and it's a thing that just keeps happening. It's like I heard about Lake Lanier for the first time maybe like 15 to 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was always, I couldn't remember the name of it, but there was a haunted lake. And I was like, damn, there's a haunted lake in Georgia. I cannot think of the name of it. I didn't know why it was haunted. I just knew that we had a haunted lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I could never think of the name for it. Then when they start blowing up Lake Lanier, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. That shit is snatching souls actively.
At all times.
Every holiday, somebody's dead. Like,
that's only the ones that's accounted for.
Make it so bad, like, I go out there. But I ain't getting on no boat going out there, bro. That's it. I'll be on the coast.
Mm-hmm. I'm chilling on the beach. I ain't going all out there.
I'll get on a paddle boat, you know, some shit I can control.
I'm good on land.
Nah, man. Because I'm a step on some shit on the sand or something. I'm good.
Yeah, see, I'm chill right where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a certain point. I'm just like, bro, I'm good. I can't support none of that demographic region, bro. I mean, geographic region. I'm like, I ain't touching it. Mm-mm.
All right, then. And then go to Helen, though.
Nah, because that's...
Touch you.
Nah, bro. That's like,
better go tubing. It's 7 inches of water. Niggas still manage to fucking ride.
Somehow.
And fuck themselves up. Bit. But hey, you can at least stand up. Stand up!
Right.
You a lazy rebel. All right. Bro, you know it's been story. Like, think about it. Lazy River.
I had a situation like
how many times you think
ski and thought he was drowning. My uncle was like, "Just stand up." He was like,
"Hell no!"
It happens.
Just get up.
Nah, I mean, I done seen a dude pass out in the Lazy River, and because it was Lazy River, it was funny when everybody see the sleep guy just floating by. Until you on the news, and the funny sleep dude was a dead dude because nobody woke him up.
Right, and you didn't know.
It was like, this nigga's like, well, how he died? He died of dehydration, dog.
Because nobody woke this motherfucker.
Like,
y'all
he been drinking for 7 days straight.
Pass out, the sun soaked this nigga dry.
While he out there just chilling on the river.
He didn't drink not one Gatorade out there.
Not one, all that bitch.
Fucked up thing, the Lazy River was in the spring. Not springtime, but an actual water spring.
Yeah.
He could have drunk that shit.
Dip your head in there.
Like, if it came down to it, but, you know... He passed out.
You might have had to run, but you know,
been all right.
You've been alive.
Now spring water, that's about as good as it get.
Yeah, but you don't want to drink out the Lazy River.
I would think.
I mean, the Lazy River, no, because that's just that one continuous.
Yeah, you don't want to drink out of that motherfucker. Like I said, if you got to, you know, as opposed to dying, then yeah, but you gonna shit.
He said, like, you gon' shit.
That'll be the least of your worries.
I took that risk. Like, I was climbing a mountain.
Than die.
I was climbing a mountain in Alaska, and I ain't never did the shit before. So,
all right,
hold on.
No, nigga. No, let's not just waltz past climbing mountain in Alaska.
Right.
How did you get there? Why were you there? Does one of those, does the answer to one of those involve a woman?
No.
All right. Why were you there? How did you get there?
I was having coffee at this local coffee shop. I cannot remember the name of. I had me a nice latte. I'm chilling.
A scone?
Yes, more than likely. Possibly lemon, but you know, I can't recollect.
I digress.
Actually, I had a whole breakfast sandwich. Had a breakfast sandwich at this place. Actually, had a full breakfast. Yeah, I'm gonna upgrade this whole shit. It was a nice ass day. I was full. Some guys, these foreign guys, they were from the Netherlands. They came up and they was just basically like,
but I can say Dutch, you know?
What are you doing? What you getting into today? And I'm like, man, I'm probably gonna chill and blah, blah, blah. He said, you should come with us. I'm like, what y'all about to do? About to climb that mountain. I look up and I'm like, a word? Because it ain't one of them, you gotta climb like the rock and literally climb. You just hiking up this motherfucker. That's it. But it's a certain point where it's like, it's a trail, but you gotta find a trail because you ain't the first person to go up this motherfucker. And with no preparation, my ass just felt physically fit enough to say, fuck it. In my NMDs, I can just, all right, cool. So I went back to my room. Grabbed a book bag and some water, and all right, so let's say I get stranded, like I can survive tonight. So I make a quick little emergency pack, right? Throw my book bag on, because I ain't stupid, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, fuck it, let's climb this motherfucker. That shit was a taller feat than I imagined it was. I completely underestimated that shit. I thought it was just walking. I thought walking up a mountain was just
walking.
I thought this shit was just walking until we got hour number five, my nigga.
Still walking.
And we
got a long way to go. Because
the incline has changed, the terrain has changed.
We've been going uphill for a few hours, dog. I am exhausted. My feet hurt. I am winded. I'm talking about
the oxygen levels have changed.
I've never been this tired in my life. And we came across a waterfall. And
blowing water.
Bro, I stuck my my thermos out there. I filled that shit up. I drank it. And I was like, bro, I prayed I did not get the shits. Because I was like, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to drink this water. And I'm going to get the shits. And I'm going to be fucked up. Nah, that didn't happen. I climbed to the top of that motherfucker. I somehow was able to go live on Facebook. I can't explain that shit. Went live on IG some shit. I went live. When I got to the top, they had some goats up there that was walking on the side of the mountain. And that shit was cool because I ain't never seen that shit. But yeah, on the way down, I
walk them like this much.
And on the way down, I had like leftover water bottles because I never threw out my water bottles. And I filled all the water bottles up and I put all that fresh water in my fridge. But was told to me, they recommend that I consume these waters within a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
natural water.
It's natural water, bro. You need to consume this within a week. If not, bruh, you might get sick depending on the sanitary of the bottle you put it in. And since these were used bottles, my nigga, you might want to consume that shit within a week. So that's what happened. Just fresh water. And it was some of the best tasting water ever. That was the whole world. I'm sorry, I ain't Bob Boucher.
Fresh from the mountain.
That was some of the freshest water ever.
Alaskan water boy.
Right.
Metallica really love the Stranger Things, dude, bruh. That nigga said, fuck you, Doja Cat. I'm going up with Metallica.
My character was not made up for the show. Like, that's me for real.
That me, Charlie.
Dungeons and Dragons movie coming out.
There's an Emmett Till movie coming out. Say so you ain't catching that. You ain't catching Till?
Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm not catching the 9 o'clock showing of Emmett Till.
I would not be catching the 9 o'clock showing.
I'm good on that, bro. So good.
It's so good.
It was just like, it's so good.
Right, exactly. It's so good.
I don't know who. I don't know what kind of anger y'all are trying to provoke, but
that's the way to get it.
Keep going down that road. You're going to get more than what you bargained for.
I finally told you. I'm not going to see that.
Thanos X.
I wouldn't go in the theater to see that.
Thanos X.
That's how. This is the Thanos X origin story.
Right. Donations.
He went to go see Emmett Till unsuspecting, and it pissed him off so bad. And nigga wanted to snap his fingers and get rid of every single white woman on this planet.
Planet.
Snap your lights off.
And even snap, he just hold up X's.
Right. All the white women on planet Earth have now disappeared because that man.
Nigga put
so moved by the Emmett Till movie.
And nigga put cheese and wine traps in Bed Bath and Beyond
and Five Below. With a Starbucks gift path, like just a pathway leading in, like little breadcrumb trails.
Free White Claw.
Got them all with that.
Oh yeah.
Free Auburn bumper stickers.
Free peach preserves.
Free live, laugh, love.
Now, what is that shit that white people love to do? Not embroidery. The letters.
Enabling.
It's the letters, man. Like, how do they? You know how like they have initials on their cars and shit, and it'd be like one big logo, one
monogramming.
Monogram, yes, monogram. A free monogram stand.
Oh boy.
I couldn't even think of the name of that shit. It's so white.
Because the way you were describing, I was like, I don't even know what.
They got initials. Bro, they got initials, bro. 1B big dog, 1B little.
At first, I thought you were talking about scrapbooking because I was
free, like, free monogram tumblers.
Oh, Lord. Customize your own.
Starbucks gift card inside.
Bro.
Oh, listen.
Beep that name on this one.
But Rigby's has MILF Mondays now.
What?
All right. Rigby's has MILF Mondays. Every Monday, MILFs are allowed to go to the water park from the hours of like 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They got alcohol and everything for MILF Mondays at Rigby's.
What the fuck?
Sign me up.
It's called Mom Mondays, but I'm going with MILF Mondays. Like, it's.
Yeah.
MILF Mondays is a shitload better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's recreational football season, too, coming up.
About that time.
I'm going to have. Where the mamas at?
Mm-hmm. They at Rigby's. Getting drunk on a lazy river.
Right. Getting drunk.
They're falling out the bikini.
Bro, you know it's gonna be some whole shit. Bro, you know it's gonna be some whole shit at Rigby's. Because it's women only.
Mm-hmm.
It's women only. Men cannot come to the water park during this time.
Oh, man.
Go to the other shit. You can go. Not down here, you're not.
Oh, man.
Nah, you can go. You can go to the other shit. It's the bar and all kind of other shit over there.
Strawberry eggs.
Yeah. But
hell
it's,
nah.
But I advise y'all. But I advise y'all on Mondays to hit up MILF Mondays, hit up the bar at Rigby's.
That's where it's going down at.
That is where it is going down.
Or summer's over with.
It's starting just now. It's starting just kids going back to school, dropping the motherfuckers off, come get drunk on the lace rhythm, come pick your child up.
Mm-hmm. Pick it down, pick them back up.
Yep. Let's go.
I know you was thinking of that.
Might slide on the op. It's electric.
These are actual lyrics, bro.
I was telling my aunt, she's like, I can't remember most songs. Like, I was telling her, this is my aunt. She kind of raised me and shit. So it was like, you know, aunt, you know, I only think about you twice. She's like, twice? I was like, yeah, two occasions. She was like, what is that? That's day and night. I won't fuck up. But she was like, oh, how do you remember that? I was like, Unjean, like half of my throughout the day random song lyrics pop up into my head, like celebrate Sniffer 8th, like just all kind of shit just goes to my mind. Like my mind is completely comprised of like rap lyrics and song lyrics of I forgot the point I was making, but rap lyrics.
The rap lyrics just popping in your head. Yeah.
What is that?
IPA, baby. I ain't had IPA in.
You didn't get your watermelon IPA or watermelon guava?
Look, while I do enjoy a nice chill temperate goes, my preference
goes A if you're French.
It's the IPA.
Yippa.
The Pale Ale. 55.5 BTUs.
British thermal units.
British thermal units.
What a BTU is, bro.
Okay, 5.9 HBCUs.
ABV.
That's how many HBCUs it's got in it?
No. That's the alcohol content.
No, you said HBCUs.
They have like bitter units.
Historically black colleges. I was like, you put that many black colleges in there?
Oh man, how was your week? We didn't even do the traditional how was your week. Well, before we get this, you, I'm taking over. It's my podcast now. So you, Senor Keistador.
Senor Keistador.
How was your week? I hear that you were in concert. Incubasin.
Yeah, it was nice. It was my first one ever.
What?
That was great. Yeah.
Ah, you went with us. You was there. You didn't go. You didn't go?
No, I was not there.
What?
Nah, I promise you, I was not there.
Damn. That was my first Incubus concert.
That was 5 years ago.
It's a couple. Didn't know there were a couple. My phone was on the ground right behind us, so I was like, yo, I called my phone so I can find it. The girl was like, yeah, we've been watching over your phone all night. I was waiting on you to say something.
Oh.
Come to find out, she was married, though.
Hey.
Yeah, nope, I'm good on that.
Hey, you got your swing?
Nope, I didn't. Nope.
You heard the door. I wish you got that sound effect.
Hell no. Because right when she told me that, I was like, yo, man, I'm sorry. I didn't even know. She didn't say nothing about it. I was like, oh no, she's just super friendly. I'm like, nah, I know what that means.
Oh yeah,
good on that.
Super friendly.
Good on that.
Ails meals.
I am good on that.
So besides almost being abducted by another couple, well, that's a good experience to have at an Incubus concert, I would suspect.
I guess.
I mean, I just turned around and I seen him like, you call my phone. I called his phone. He bent back to get it. Then he just, you know, I was thinking he was going to come back because, you know, I looked and I was like, dang, he been gone like for like two songs. I'm turning around. I'm like, oh, okay. So I went back. Cause like I said, I'm standing up at this point. I can't go nowhere. I ain't moving. I'm standing up, but I can't feel my legs. I'm just enjoying the show, floating in the wind, feeling weightless. In this moment, I'm happy. But he came back. He was like, yo, I think I fucked up, man. And I was like, what happened? What happened? He was like, man, I was like, what happened? He was like, man. He's
like, right, I couldn't. It was in my shoe.
It was just like, I can't find it. And, you know, then he found it in his shoe.
But that was the thing. I should not have engaged any further, and that was the whole thing. It's like, you shouldn't have found it at that time, because if you had, it probably would have been way different.
Because I would imagine he pulled it out, just been like,
shh. Right, because he was like, that would have been kind of weird if you'd have just. Yeah, but it was still in the wrapper. It wouldn't just been out of my shoe, you know what I mean?
Just like, you know, you got shaking your shoe, just.
Right? Just. Pulled that bitch out and rolled it up.
Either my shoe or my nut sacks, bro. Which one you want?
Right.
Seen a meme. A nigga said, if you get to bury him in one of them trees, them tree pods, he said, but put a He said, "Hey yo," he said, "put a walnut on top of my body so niggas can eat my nuts for the rest of their life."
This motherfucker is ridiculous.
I want that.
My nuts for the rest of their life.
I want that. In his walnut tree pot. Some niggas can eat my nuts in perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
Posthumously, you can eat these nuts.
Eat these nuts.
Forever.
Forever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Take my seeds, plant them.
Right. Literally plant them.
But, nah, man, my week was rolling. Worked on the project. Can't speak on the project, but I can speak on the experience of the project. Working on a, you know, TV, like movie type situation. It's like, you know, even at that scale, it was a dope experience because it was like the level of, you know, the talent that you saw, regardless of anything, bro. It was like the talent, like everyone there, you could see the talent, and it was just like, yo, this ain't nobody here who just doing a job. Everyone is in particularly exceptional with ideas and interests and people like, I want to try this, I want to try that. So even with me doing sound, I'm thinking, well, shit, I may not be the person mixing the movie, but let me try some tricks with some sound to capture this, because they didn't have the equipment I had. You know, if I didn't have the equipment, they probably would have just, you know, used whatever they had or had to rent something or figure a situation out. Mm-hmm. I had the equipment to like do the job, so I did the job, and in doing so, I don't know, just had a great time. Like, you know, had a great time like designing the sound for this thing, basically. You know what I'm saying? The whole, like, it was really fun. Really fun because you know, you're around actors and, you know, people talking and set. And, you know, I met like the smartest 8 3/4-year-old that I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh,
this child was brilliant. Like, I've seen a lot of birth control to be like, yeah, I don't want no kids. It was the first time in my life I said, damn, must be really, I bet it'd be really cool to have a son right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the first time I ever really had,
especially if he's anything like this.
That's the first time I ever had that feeling where it was like,
like he ain't bright, like just
like
super,
you know what I'm saying? And it was just like
he is a brain.
It kind of pulled you in because, you know, he's around a bunch of adults, so it's like, how can you, you know, what would keep his attention and turn this into a fun experience from without him, you know, getting in the way of being too bored? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, shit, here's a, you know, Ocean gave him a camera, so, you know, little man, he's out here, you know, taking behind the scene photos and stuff like that. And, you know, he was a sports fan. Like, his ability to maintain all the sport knowledge was the most impressive thing, because it's like, all right, you're remembering this data and this details and who played for who. And I'm like, you 8 years old, bro. You weren't even alive. You was like sucking on your mama titty when these niggas was in the Super Bowl. So how you up here talking shit? But that shit was hilarious. I attempted to flex.
End up being an ESPN analyst,
bro. I attempted to. That motherfucker gonna build a Gundam.
You say that motherfucker gonna build a Gundam?
Gonna build a damn Gundam.
Yeah, that man is cousin.
Bro, them kids was bright. Like his cousin too. His cousin just thought it wasn't cool to be smart. He's smart. He was literally one of them kids that, you know, he downplayed because he going to summer camp with some super interesting stuff in upstate New York.
Yeah. Like genius level. Like these. The 8-year-old, bro, he races go-karts that go 60 miles an hour.
So, it's, I don't know, that was the coolest little thing outside of there, just really, I don't know, exploring these kids and their interest. And I tried to shit on Ocean in the moment of, because there was a Philadelphia Eagles blanket on the set, and I was like, yeah, I was all right. I said, you know, it ain't no Falcons blanket, it's an Eagles blanket. You know, Ocean is like, yeah, whatever. So the boy came over and he, his, you know, his grandmother's playing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He used to like the Eagles. Now he liked the Bengals. I was like, all right. So when he came up, I was like, so I heard you like the Eagles. He was like, yeah, they're all right. I said, yeah, I like the Eagles too. That's my team. He was like, oh, okay, who do you like? He started asking me about the team, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, so I said, he's a Falcons fan. And then he was just like, he's like, didn't you play in the Super Bowl? I said, yeah. And I said, and they lost. I said, and we beat them. I said, the first game I went to, we beat them. He said, but it's just the Falcons. Who cares? It's like he burned me. He burned him and me at the same time.
8 years
like,
old,
damn,
right,
bro?
8 years old.
Double homicide. It was at that point I was like, oh,
you caught you with a double banger, bang bang.
Damn, double homicide.
Damn. But nah, man, shout out, man. That was dope. It was a cool experience. I don't know, shot, had a fun, tried some new foods. Got some of the best sleep of my life this week. Fuck my naps, bro. I'm slick, man. I went 3 days without coffee because I know I needed to get some sleep. Because, you know, I'd be constantly going on a cycle of 5 hours, 7 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours, that type of shit. So, I was feeling under the weather, so I needed sleep. So, I was like, I can't drink coffee. But, like, I can't drink coffee to this period of, you know what I'm saying, to this whole, this time over with, you know. And I love some coffee, good God. That shit was, rough. Cause you go through withdrawals, like you having headaches, and the headaches ain't got nothing to do with the cold, to do with the fact that you ain't had coffee in 48 hours. Then after that, after the headache go away, you drink some water, you fine. Take a shot.
Went right and bought a nitro coffee one day, and now I like them, but now I need to sure not to buy.
Oh boy, them nitro, boy, stay away from that. You ever had a nitro beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite beers. Left hand nitro stouts.
Yeah, nitro. Them nitro beers and nitro coffee's good. Like Starbucks, that's one of my go to's up there. So it's a caramel one.
Yeah, I don't drink beer nearly as much as I used to anymore, and I'm like, look, I'm not. Ain't me start drinking it again. Nitros are good.
I do want to seek out, like, with the season's going, with the season's about to change in a couple months. I think it'd be cool to seek out some different beers. I'm anxious for Oktoberfest, which is about to roll around probably in the next month or two.
Mm-hmm. Need to make some actual Oktoberfest plans.
Ballin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big highlight outside the concert, man. Got to see Incubus again. You know what I'm saying? Got to go with Macchio. You know, the metal, first time going. That was a dope show. They played. I was excited. Who are you? Incubus.
That where?
Smash Mouth at Lakewood Amphitheater.
Oh, okay.
I said, but my favorite thing
Sublime,
was
Sublime, not Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's right, Sublime. But I really do appreciate like everything that I could have recommended. If I could have asked them to, every song I would have asked them to play, they played. So I was like, well damn, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well shit, they played everything. I kind of like, alright, well shit, I'm good. Then when the encore came, the encore was like, that sealed the whole deal. Cause I've seen them like 5 times, and I've only heard Aquarius Transmissions. I've only heard that song twice, bro. Like, for real, bro.
It was funny, before then he was like, well, it's a roll of the dice if they gonna play it tonight.
And they went through the whole show. They played it, like, boom, they brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the third time I've heard that song out of every time I've seen them. But it's been a couple times where they didn't play it. It's like, dang, why didn't y'all play it? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, those were, like, dedicated to an album. Nigga give you Prince, I can't really complain. Niggas did Purple Rain, you know what I'm saying? Lenny Kravitz. They would do that shit, boy.
Bruh.
Hell no. That's it, man. You still ain't seen the Bill Burr special? Seen it?
I'm like, Red Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it.
What's it called? People That Kill?
No, Bill Burr at Red Rock. Live at Bill Burr at Red Rock.
Oh, okay, I haven't watched that one.
Yeah, that one's, it's funny. I like that one. It's better than the last one he put out. Pretty funny. Like, he stack on this one.
Watch that.
Yeah. I wonder where all that WNBA conversation came back up, came from. And I seen he had a bit about it, and it was like, ah, okay. Made an interesting point. That led, because I seen it was a conversation about, you know, WNBA players, and you seen them, they got the MVP for the All-Star game, and the trophy was like this big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trouble small as fuck, and they were just like, they like,
let you know.
Like, we don't pay them shit. Like, Charlie, we saving money. Like, we don't make no money. That shit was It was just like, well, you know, that shit ain't. And it was just like, well, you know, like, y'all better go. You know what I'm saying? It was funny, man. Because it was kind of like, alright, okay. Damn, bro. It's all of this shit politics.
Raphael Warnock and what's his name? I challenge him to a debate any day. Like, motherfucker, he didn't accept it, four of them, and you still hadn't showed up.
Please do this live.
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker, boy.
One of the actors looked like a younger Herschel Walker.
He did. He did. Boy, he looked just like that nigga, too.
As hell.
Got a family to feed.
What was the prince that AOC was just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, it was that one of them people, royal people, got rumor about them doing some gay butt shit. And the airplane company actually put out a picture of the airplane with the seat up, like with the handlebar up like this. And it was like, this is for Prince William or Prince, whatever that Prince dude's name is. It's like Prince William or Prince Harry. It might be Prince Harry. But they had the shit up, and it was like a verified, like, airline account, like, talking about that shit. That shit was, it's like a big deal in England. Because, you know, a lot of them niggas, is, they had to step down. A lot of them are stepping down. Boris Johnson done stepped down. But a lot of them is getting caught up in some weird shit, having to quit.
So, Mackie, you saw Horror Story this week, right? How'd you feel about it?
I would have preferred that they let her character be the same one from Coven who was just hiding her witch powers. As opposed to her being this brand new character who is somehow able to be connected to ghosts through the ring.
Okay.
I like the story. I just... that would have been a better connection than her being this brand new character.
Gotcha.
But it was alright with me. I thought that the main crux of the shit was gonna be the dollhouse, though. So I don't. Is the apartment building built on the dollhouse, or like?
Nah, you know, this
dollhouse
is
land, or
wait, this is stories. So you know, this is an anthology.
So they all separate.
Yeah,
okay.
This
okay.
is stories like from last summer. Yeah, this ain't the new American Horror Story. New season. This is stories. Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's all an anthology.
Alright.
And I think
thank you for giving me that clarification. Yeah. In the second episode, I don't have to keep looking for
connections. Yeah. It was a one and done. I think that was a hard follow up. This episode, it was hard to follow up the first one with this one.
Yeah.
That's no discredit to the actors. I think all the actors really everybody kinda like did
the way they tied in that episode.
It just felt like a, I don't know, it felt like an episode of Goosebumps to me. Like
an adult version of Goosebumps.
Yeah, cause it was like, okay, you know, it's accountability there, but it's like, usually it's something darker. It was a lot lighter than I really expected it to be, cause it was kind of lighthearted towards the end of facing your fear.
It wasn't really lighthearted. It was more of, I can understand where the ghosts are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
As it was like, oh, this ghost is because that's your ex-girlfriend and she was pregnant with your baby and you pushed her in the road and you let her die. You didn't... well, and you put your foot on her throat.
I was
about to say you didn't call 911 and you didn't... is what killed her. Then I thought about that part when he was doing that shit. Like, yeah, you stepped on her throat. But I didn't understand why now... you can haunt her. That part I don't understand. And then, did the janitor never come back? Like, what happened with that?
Yeah, because the janitor shit made it creepy. But after the janitor shit kind of got revealed, it's like, oh, okay. It kind of took a lot of the scary dust off of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? After his was up, it was like, all right, man.
Right, he was just obsessed with you as a child. And then his ghost found you wherever the hell you was at.
You just want to say, I'm sorry. You know what? I was tripping.
Right. My bad. I apologize.
Yeah. Not my favorite episode so far, but like I said, it's episode 2. I'm still on for the haul.
Yeah.
I don't have a number for it.
I mean, with American Horror Story, I feel like from this point moving forward, I'm just going to have to reserve my grade for the end.
You know another VHS is coming out.
Yeah, but after the last one came out, I don't know.
Yeah, VHS, like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know why I keep wasting my time trying to watch the next one, hoping it's gonna be good.
Yeah, because, like, after the second one, I think that was it. Like, yeah.
It just...
They even got a game coming out.
Mm. You watch some of those? He's like, nah, I ain't checking them out.
Check out at least the first three.
At least the first one. It's a found footage type scary.
But they're all different tapes.
Like shorts. It's a collection of anthology. It's an anthology of shorts. Short horror. Like one might like Love, Death and Robots, but with real people. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like an hour and a half. And you know, at least a couple of them are gonna be really good, and a couple of them are aight. You know what I'm saying? But the ones really good are like, damn, that shit was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I've seen a few episodes of American Horror Story before. Like I said, I've never seen them successfully, though. Like, I heard a cousin used to watch them.
It's too big now. Like,
yeah.
At this point, it's...
And it was really good, though.
Yeah, at this point, you can jump in on a... Like, honestly, you can jump in on any random season and just watch it.
Watch that season.
You know, at this point.
There was an overarching story, and it's kind of still interwoven in there, but then they keep it so far away from the show. Yeah,
they didn't plan it.
Yeah.
They didn't plan it. I don't think Ryan Murphy expected this shit to go on this long.
Mm-mm.
Nah, because that shit was out. That shit's been out for what?
10 years.
Yeah.
10 plus years. Like, this thing been out for 10 plus years.
They had some good-ass actors in it, too. Terrence Howard, Angela Bassett, was she in there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Multiple seasons. No, I mean, you know, I mean,
the lady from Misery, Kathy, what's her name? Is it Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She was in quite a few seasons.
Yeah, Elizabeth Paulson, man, like, she won an Emmy for mm-hmm. multiple for those roles.
Right. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in one season.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen. It's either that one or the one with Terrence Howard. It's like a circus or something.
Nah, that's the one with Cuba Gooding Jr. You gonna watch one.
I've seen a lot of that one.
Hey, that's one to watch.
I seen the one with Kathy Bates in it.
But yeah, the anthology. Yep. But yeah, the anthology is dope.
Nas has a documentary out through his imprint, Mass Effect.
Mass Appeal.
Mass Appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the Supreme Team.
Okay.
It's three episodes, about an hour and a half each one. Okay. Talking to both of them, Prince and Supreme. So it's worth checking out. Got a lot of hip hop history in there, and people like LL Cool J come up and talk about their influence and stuff like that. And they got random videos where LL Cool J was in the crowd where the Supreme team was on stage and stuff. So it's cool. It's pretty cool for a little three episodes.
Hmm. Y'all seen the look?
Be a nice watch.
Yeah, y'all seen the clip of LL Cool J when he was when the guy from FUBU was explaining how LL Cool J did the Gap commercial.
Yeah,
and he was talking about FUBU in the Gap commercial,
and they didn't know.
Cause he was just like,
biased.
Yeah, he was just like, the Gap wanted him to do a commercial, but they ain't really had no direction, and he felt like they were disrespectful to hip hop. Mm-hmm. So he was just like, all right, y'all just want me to do some hip hop shit. Like, they ain't really know what they wanted to do. So he just freestyled. So in the freestyle, he wearing Gap clothes, but he got a FUBU hat on.
Mm.
And the rest of the shit Gap, but he got the FUBU hat, and then he say, for us, by us, you know, on the low. He said it in the commercial, yeah. In the Gap commercial when he did the freestyle and stuff. And
that's
he,
dope.
And he said they spent almost $300 million in advertising before they realized that they've been advertising for FUBU.
Yeah, I remember that commercial. It was like, I remember that shit. And I was like, it's a Gap commercial, but the nigga had on a goddamn FUBU hat.
Hmm.
I remember that fucking commercial. I definitely remember mm-hmm. that shit. And it was because it was weird as fuck. Like, how Is it a Gap commercial or a FUBU commercial? Because, you know, at that time we knew.
Are you going to be able to buy FUBU out of the Gap? What are you trying to tell me right now?
You knew it wasn't, because you knew LL Cool J from FUBU at that time. Mm-hmm. FUBU was that brand, and that shit was very weird. I remember that shit. I didn't even notice that shit until I seen that little clip. Like, damn.
Okay, them free advertising.
Yeah.
But it said the result was the Gap fired its like PR team.
I mean, they should.
They fired the whole, the whole marketing team after that blunder right there. Because they was like, y'all didn't know your job. And they say the word is after that they end up, you know, it was a bit more inclusive the next time around. They tried to get people who would know, you know, what I'm saying, like the trend. They said they ultimately end up striking a deal with FUBU. They end up doing a deal, and you know, this is history, I guess.
What if one day FUBU does manage to make a comeback and it ends up being the unisex leotards, onesies that everybody depicts people wearing in the future? It ends up being FUBU brand.
FUBU brand. Talking about with the Jets and shit on it, with the rings and shit.
Oh, isn't today George Jetson's birthday?
Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. July 31st, yeah.
But there you go. Happy birthday, George Jetson.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is.
Because a lot of that shit that they said in the Jetsons is here.
The flying car.
Still ain't seen. I mean, they got them, but I ain't seen it yet. And I still wouldn't go for it.
Yeah, I'm good on flying cars.
I want that car boat.
Yeah, I'll take the car boat.
They got them. Got them at Stone Mountain Park.
The auto boat bill.
The auto boat bill, yeah.
Auto boat bill.
Mm-hmm. But do you want the above ground one, or do you want the 007 special that turned to the submarine?
Oh, no, brother. I told you I'm saving that for the yacht.
He said, no, I want that for the yacht. You want I'm the detachable the pod on
yeah,
the bottom?
Boy.
And it got to.
Yeah, boy, that bitch got to collapse,
and it got to have a helicopter.
Car ain't got no roof. We be in the city.
That big yacht.
You know what I'm saying? Big yacht, bro. Now, big yacht, bro.
Big yacht, bro. Nuclear power, bro. This shit can go on for 1,000 years.
Right, I forever. Am great. On top of forever.
Seen Love, Death, and Robots. I know what survives.
Right. One thing I need to make sure is I got food and fresh water, bit.
I'm just like
a solar panel, nigga. What you gonna do? How you gonna fix it?
See, exactly.
My yacht gonna be looking like Black Manta, bro.
Dog. That motherfucker was in. See, another black character that people don't pay attention to.
Oh, Harley Quinn made an excellent joke about that shit. It was hilarious.
Mm. See, okay. Yeah, oh, talking about in this season? Okay.
I'm gonna go home and watch that shit. I might gotta wait till my wife get home.
Like people show. Tend to forget that Black Manta is black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, word?
Yeah, he's Aqualad's father. The black version of Aqualad. Aquaman. Yeah. The one with the little tattoos on his arm that controls water.
Saying that more poster had them damn angel feet with the wings on them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Got them Michelin feet.
Is that the Michelin?
Got them Goodyear feet. That's them Goodyear feet. This nigga got the Goodyear feet. I ain't know that's who that was. Whole time. This nigga been selling tires, bro.
No way.
No, for real. You seen the Goodyear tires with the feet with the wings. That's Namor, bro.
That is not Namor.
I mean, don't Namor got wings on his feet?
Yes, he does.
All right, then. You know what I'm saying? This nigga been selling tires. Wakandans can sell, like, they ain't selling shit because they send no money. But if I'm Namor, bro, our kingdom got to get bread, bro. So, like, rubber. Because fuck these humans. Fuck rubber. Up your environment. Don't throw this shit in here.
Right. That's what makes our rubber so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the ocean.
Yeah, it's ocean rubber. It's coral rubber.
Hell no, these motherfuckers find a way to refine coral into rubber.
It's some in that ocean. That's all I got to say.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Our damnation and salvation is somewhere in that damn ocean.
And it's a thin line between them.
What? I'm like, yeah, I keep.
It'd be an interesting movie, boy.
I begin out here playing. Oh, man, they just started shooting the sequel to Godzilla vs. Kong.
Mmm.
Chilla.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Oh. Buddy, what movie is he making? What movie is he directing?
Who that?
The guy who's supposed to be like writing or like co-producing the live action Gundam movie. He's working on something else. Because they were talking about it at Comic-Con because Buddy tried to slide in like a little side question about the Gundam shit. He was like, so can you tell us anything about the live-action Gundam? He's like, I can tell you that it's right there. And that was basically all he could say.
That bitch in production hell is what it is.
I don't know, man.
They announced it in 2001. But ever since then, it's like, bro, it's almost 2023. And you know, what y'all working on? And I mean, that shit might take some time because I'm anticipating the heavy CGI movie. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I think it is. I ain't expecting no CGI like that. That just costs too much to make a Gundam move how it's supposed to move and look that realistic.
Right.
You need a Marvel budget for that.
Right. And then you got
a Pacific Rim budget.
But even Pacific Rim still wasn't quite Gundam.
Not at all. Like, it's Gundam.
That was a kaiju.
Because
Robo Mech suits.
The problem with Gundam is, like, if you can't. The problem with it is, out of a 20 minute episode, if you're gonna get 10 minutes, if you're gonna get 10 minutes of action, that means only half of this shit can be talking. You know what I'm saying? That means, like, this ain't. People ain't coming for the dialogue. Like, these things got to really fight. Because that's the big draw. It's the giant robots.
Right.
That, you know, swing laser swords and shoot bullets.
Yeah.
And lasers. All
kind of space guns.
Like, space guns just, you know, blow everything up.
I mean, granted, you got Jordan Vaught Roberts, who directed Kong Skull Island. It's in good hands. Making the Metal Gear Solid movie. But beyond that, what kind of budget is Netflix giving them to make these Gundams look like whatever this vision's supposed to be?
Plus, that nigga sound busy based off of what you just said. I'm like, dog, you doing all that? You ain't really got time for no Gundam movie.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised when they picked him to, you know, do the Gundam movie. I'm like, he's doing Metal Gear Solid. How in the hell would you even want him to do this?
Like, you can't do that at the same time. I know how that production shit is. You can't
go between two movies. Okay, do this over here, now do this. Hell no.
Like,
he's definitely gonna have to make the Gundam movie first to figure out how he fucks up, so he knows how not to fuck up when he makes the Metal Gear movie.
I don't know, bro. Jason Elkerson playing Soldier Boy then called a big rally on the internet of people who really want to see him in Solid Snake. Everywhere I go, I see his face. Like,
Jensen Ackles. I mean, he could be Big Boss.
And that's, like, what I know is Snake, like, the guy with the beard and the crawling and shit, right?
I mean, they both are that. But Big Boss is the original Solid Snake. The Solid Snake from Metal Gear 1 on PlayStation.
I thought Big Boss was like his mentor, that lady.
No, that's the boss.
Okay.
That's why their names are different. That's the boss. It's a title.
Okay.
Big Boss is the original Snake. That's in Metal Gear Solid 3. When you fight her, that's when Snake becomes Big Boss.
Oh, yeah, because I know that's the story about him becoming Big Boss. But Big Boss ain't Big Boss. There's a boss over Big Boss, and that was the chick.
No, she was
boss.
No, she was the boss.
Okay.
When Snake beat her, he took on that title. And then when he got older, that was who he was. He was Big Boss.
Okay.
And then when you got back to Metal Gear Solid 1 on PlayStation, he's a clone. Solid Snake is a clone. Solid Snake and his twin brother Solidus, they're twin clones. They're genetically modified soldiers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Metal Gear Solid 1, that's the clone. Oh. Well, that one take. Oh, so that one is more in line with the present than.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Correct.
So there's none of the most recent Metal Gears, they're all in the past?
No.
Oh, okay.
Metal Gear Solid 4 and 5 took place in the most recent times, because 4 was during the Iraq War, and then 5 was when he went to Africa and shit.
And it's focused on the clones.
Yeah, he became Old Man Snake at that point.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because he had gotten that basically a disease.
Bless you.
It's like you get this, you get the shot to become the super soldier, Captain America, but it will super age you after some point.
Mm-hmm.
It will, the super soldier, you still got it, but now you're Old Man Cap. You still throw the shield, but you get back problems and shit.
Damn.
And you don't know when the cell decay is going to start. It just starts at some point.
Damn, that's deep. Hey, this nigga fibromyalgia and shit.
Yeah. And his twin brother, you thought he died, but he really didn't. Because Ocelot lost his arm. It got chopped off by the ninja. He put that motherfucker's arm on his arm. And now that motherfucker took over his brain. So, Solid the Snake takes over Ocelot sometimes.
Okay, shit.
Because Ocelot was never really a bad guy to Snake. They were just on opposing sides.
Mm-hmm.
And he always respected him and looked up to him.
That's who you say Jason Eccleston should play.
Solid. Should play Big Boss.
Okay.
Which would be the original
Snake. Original Snake. Oh, gotcha.
Cause Oscar Isaac was already signed on to play Solid Snake.
Okay.
And
just keep them niggas who made Resident Evil away from that shit.
Yes. Yes.
Just keep them away from that shit, bro. Yes, it sounds like I want to see that. Just keep them niggas away.
Yes, please. Because all the DARPA shit that popped off when they created the Metal Gear because they wanted to have a tank that could shoot nukes off of it. And it could walk. Yeah.
And it could walk?
Yeah. I mean, that's just that.
That's what the Metal Gear, yeah, that's what a Metal Gear is. It's a walking tank that has nuclear capability.
Like, who would build that just for fun? Like, yeah, this is the move.
Right.
I heard Creed getting delayed.
Why?
Because Sylvester Stallone fighting over them goddamn rights. But Wiles.
No, I was just going to say, I think Killmonger going to come back in this movie, bro.
But BP3? I mean, 2? I mean.
Got resurrected in the comics, bro.
Bro, I mean. Yeah, that's all I need to hear. I'm looking at Modelo Cannon, it's gold and black. And I'm like, yeah, that nigga coming back. Shout out. Shout out to them niggas that eat the cake, bro. Them motherfuckers wild.
I wish I would go somewhere and they had some shit called Supreme Mid. Like
Supreme Mid. Ghostface would slap the shit out your ass.
Hell yes.
Mid or Supreme.
Hey, no, mid clientele.
Right, mid clientele. I don't want this shit.
You want
shit.
Some mid clientele, nigga? Oh, you want mid clientele? No way.
I'm good on all that.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great, baby.
Mid clientele.
Mid clientele. Man.
I told you what they gonna do to him, bro. I told you what they gonna do to this man.
Oh, bro. You for real?
Bad thing is, they just killed off Red Dead Online. Oh. They would not support that shit.
Red Dead 2 or the new one?
No, Red Dead 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they taking the online
playoff.
Mm-hmm.
About to kill them servers.
I might need to try it at least once before they do if it's worth it.
It's fun.
I mean, it really ain't, because your character, it's a made character, and it you don't carry over anything from the actual game.
Creating chaos, shooting shit up. You end up doing real, like, some hood rat shit
with your friends, I knew it.
But you, not necessarily, because you have to pick a specific path, like,
Yeah.
Your main character is this type of person.
Either going to be a bounty hunter,
a hunter,
or some shit like
you
that.
Actual hunt animals, not people.
Yeah. I just clicked up with my friends, rode around on horses and shot at people.
Yeah, now it ain't that many people playing it, so you can't just do that. And it, right, it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs, really. Because if y'all would have given as much support as y'all were given,
they jumped that shark shot.
I mean, they are higher on the food chain than sharks are. People tend to not think about that.
No, that wasn't, that's not even common knowledge. That's the issue. It's because for most of our life, we were taught
Free Willies.
We most of our life, we were taught Jaws, and somehow great white sharks were this anomalous, omnipotent force on the seafood chain.
In the ocean, yep.
They always talked about them, and they literally downgraded killer whales to something more politically correct. They gave them orcas, which is the more correct name, true but enough.
Not but to their nature. They are fucking villainous whales. Killers, bro. Like,
they got this whole new rebranding, bro. They rebranded killer whales, turned them into these nice little orcas.
Yeah. They have razor blades for teeth.
Let me dance with you. Let me fly over you. Set me free. Mm-hmm. Think of Michael Jackson when you think of Free Willy, my nigga. Like, think about it. Killer whales. We thought of them.
All the while, they're not telling you. No, in the wild, they killing seals by slapping them off of pieces of ice.
We thinking
of treating them like badminton birdies.
Yeah, we thinking of black and white Flipper, bro.
And that motherfucker is not that.
Not at all.
Flipper will also kill
Flipper,
you.
Yeah, and even Flipper, they be out here fucking people that don't really want to be fucked.
Dog, I'm orcas as hell.
Mm-hmm. My dog. My dog.
Gucci got some audacity, bro.
Guwap.
You heard about Gucci?
Talking about
it. I want you to not diss the dead, like dead ops.
Damn! Put him in the dirt!
He said, dissing the dead. Hey, man. Anybody can change.
Yeah. Anybody, I guess he's saying, Lou, what happened to Memphis rapper Young Dolph? I guess he's changing his ways. I mean,
because we seen the Jeezy Gucci verses a year ago.
Hell,
we seen him perform.
Mm-hmm. That was the very first song. We seen your damn partner up. Ask him how he feel. That was the first. Damn, nigga, put him in the dirt.
I got Blu-ray, nigga, bruh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that. People say that's the second greatest verses. That is the first greatest verses to me.
Bruh, if you from
introspective thought. He was like, look, bruh, I can't keep doing this.
Nah, that was the verses of all Southern verses. There's nobody in the South can beat that. There's no other verses that can. There's no verses from Southern artists that can beat that one. And if it is one, please tell me, because I can't think of one. Like, at that point, it was like, nah, bro, it's Jeezy versus Gucci. I think that's kind of what we all really wanted. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's Avenged versus Thanos, bro. At that point, bro, you're going to have to dig deep in your bag.
Yeah, you're right.
They hadn't heard much of Jeezy since, even though he did release an album since.
Nah, Jeezy got his new boo, his baby, and all that tequila.
I say I started a trend and people gonna keep doing it.
Oh, all this, shout out to Kelly Rowland. This whole thing with the Sesame Place, Sesame Street shit that popped off, all of this popped off because she saw a video on Twitter and she became outraged and she brought light to it and made it a thing because she was disgusted and she called it out. So yeah, shout out to Kelly Rowland.
Well, he's being a class act.
Shift the dome. What's up?
Is it the Bengals? Bengals. The Bengals.
The fuck?
Tajay Brown Jackson got a bobblehead.
That penguin looking like, dang.
Bro, what happened? Yeah, daddy came out there and he said your mommy was a bitch and the pebble that your daddy gave her was really little. The nigga said, what? Nigga, my daddy's pebble power way bigger than his daddy's. You better tell that motherfucker to get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, boy. Heard about Bootsy. Oh, man. He made another Instagram account. Got back on the ground. Got kicked off again. And went on Twitter. He was like... What he was saying, he was just like, Lord, give us Kobe back and take Mark Zuckerberg. This Bootsy was wilding, bruh. Bootsy was like, he was saying all kinds
give
of like
us Kobe back and take Mark Zuckerberg.
Put your pussy lips on live, I get you $1,000 right now.
He said that shit, bruh. Show your pussy lips, I get you $1,000.
Put your pussy lips on live.
Yeah, $1,000, bro. He was with it, bro.
You see, he had a naked pool party like a week or so ago.
Man, Bootsy don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. That motherfucker still chlorine treating the pool now, nigga. What are you talking about?
Put your pussy lips on live.
$1,000 right now. More Pokemon.
Pokemon, Pokemon.
Hey.
I have no idea who. Well, I have an idea who that is. I wouldn't know how to line up.
Pokemon, the female gaming streamer.
I'm new here. Just like, I'm new here.
Basically. I cannot wait. Sandman to come out.
Yeah, man, I've been hearing a lot of buzz. When is it coming?
Next week.
What channel?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay. I don't know why I thought it was Amazon Prime. That just seemed like an Amazon Prime relationship.
Nah, Neil Gaiman, bro.
That's what I mean. After seeing stuff like, even though I know it's not his, but like what it is, Good Omens, I be thinking like, y'all do quirky stuff.
Oh, new season of Good Omens.
When is that coming?
I think it might already be...
I've been waiting on that one.
Wrapped.
Okay. Rumor is they're going to surprise us with the 60th anniversary special. Around January, but you ain't heard
of it. David Tennant going to be in this new regeneration story, but I don't know what version of the doctor he is. I don't know if this is going to be the Dr. Donna doctor that was like half human with only one heart that went to live with Rose in the other universe, or what's up with that shit.
Good question. Because one of the companions died this week. I don't have his name pulled up. Rest in peace. What thriller? Interstellar? Or Tenet? Inception? Which one? Oh, Tenet. Hey, man, look, bro.
Tenet just came out at the wrong time.
Tenet looks great, but dog, that was one of the hardest moves to fucking follow.
It was a weird concept.
It was work. That movie was work.
It was a really strange and abstract concept. The whole premise of the movie is just like you trying to figure out how he was saying, no, you're not trying to catch a bullet. You're trying to shoot a bullet in reverse. Yeah, you're trying to unshoot the bullet. He's like, I don't know what that means. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
You spend the whole movie trying to unfigure that shit out. But it was cool. Just all the ways they had to figure out to shoot the movie. Like, they had to actually do the fight scenes in reverse. I would have loved to just learn that shit. Just, you have to learn the fight scene in reverse.